TG staff in the Ashanti region, and the regional minister escalates with the minister threatening to sue the power distributor, accusing them of perpetrating fraud on him.
I'm asking Metcom Media, City Newsroom, ECG to withdraw, retract, and apologize to me. Else, I'll do the needful to redeem my reputation. This ingenious as they are, and less knowledgeable as they are, I'm also telling ECG to withdraw the fraudulent bill they sent to me.
We are live in the Ashanti region, where ECG workers have been protesting after the minister called their bluff, rejecting their demands for him to apologize for causing the arrest of the ECG regional manager.
Do I have to apologize for doing my security work? Is that they tell me they are not under me, and for that matter, I cannot tell them what to do, but they want to tell me how I have to execute my security responsibilities. Nobody can stop me and the Regional Security Council from performing our security responsibilities as enshrined under the Constitution.
Plus, PURC stands its ground, rejecting ECG demands for it to withdraw penalty imposed on its board of directors after the power distributor failed to comply with the directive to publish a load management timetable. We have exclusive details from a PURC board meeting.
This is Top Story with Evans Mensah.
It is now a full-blown standoff that could eventually worsen the already dire electricity supply situation in the Ashanti region, with staff of the Electricity Company of Ghana bracing for an industrial action. Now, they had demanded that the Ashanti regional minister, Simon Osei-Mensah, apologizes for causing the arrest of their regional manager after an ECG task force disconnected the Kumasi Technical University. They also wanted the minister to withdraw the case he filed at the police station against the manager. Well, today, the regional minister called the news conference and rejected the demands of the ECG staff. In fact, he threatened to sue them, to sue ECG, accusing it of fraud. More on that shortly. But first, the minister was emphatic. ECG cannot dictate to him how to do his job.
I am asking, do I have to apologize for doing my security work? So we move on. Yes, sir. What I want to tell you that I asked the police to invite engineer Mark Asumani Wiafi on security grounds because of the happenings in the electricity power sector in the region. And the fact that a task force can always come from outside to disconnect without the proper information. What is ironical is that they tell me they are not under me, and for that matter, I cannot tell them what to do, but they want to tell me how I have to execute my security responsibilities as enshrined in the Security and Intelligence Agencies Act of 2020, Act 1030. They want to tell me. But they say I cannot tell them what to do.
Well, he also dismissed claims, he says, had been made by the ECG staff that they have a representation on the Ashanti Regional Security Council.
And I want to also tell them what they stated in their publication, I think on the 18th of April 2024, that their managers are members of the Regional Security Council is palpable false. They are not members of the Regional Security Council. The Regional Security Council invited them to come and brief us on the adequacy or otherwise of security measures put in place at the various strategic installations of the Electricity Company of Ghana in the Ashanti region. And they are not members. And we do to every institution where we find security risk. You can find out from all the vice chancellors, both private and public universities, we meet them every quarter to discuss the security issues. So if you notice, the security challenges that we used to have at most of the campuses have gone down. We also meet the head of the senior high schools together with the head of TVET institutions every quarter to discuss these issues. Even yesterday, the regional director of Ghana Education Service, together with the leaders of the senior high schools, we don't do these things to victimize anybody. We are trying to be more preemptive. We are doing preemptive security more than reactive. That is why we don't want always to wait for the thing to occur before we act. Nobody can stop me and the Regional Security Council from performing our security responsibilities as enshrined under the Constitution. If they are not aware of the law, I'm quoting it to them, I'm going to go and read. The Security and Intelligence Agencies Act 2020, Act 1030. And they will know that their managers or general managers are not members of the Regional Security Council. Finally, I wish to state that no single institution is an island on its own. We all depend on each other. Why is there any time they have security challenges, they fall on us? When they want to clear people who are encroaching right of ways, who are erecting properties under pylons, they call on us. If they are independent and they are island, why do they call on us?
Let me take you live now to the Ashanti Regional Capital, Kumasi, where my colleague Nana Yaojima is standing by. Nana, you are at the press conference. Also today, the minister revealed that he's been receiving what he calls fraudulent bills from the ECG. Did he explain how these bills are fraudulent?
So the matter came up after an earlier interview granted by some of the staff of ECG. That in that interview, the staff of ECG was claiming that if the minister owes, they will go after him and they will make sure that they disconnect the minister himself. Now, today, earlier, the minister spoke about that issue and he responded to it. And in his response, according to the regional minister, all of his residences in the Ashanti region have prepaid meters, but one of them. So the one that doesn't have the prepaid meter is at Jache, that's the minister's hometown. And according to the minister, even though the ECG has failed to regularly give him his bills for this particular home, he tries as much as possible to pay his bills on time. And also, the last bill he received from the ECG, that the readings on the bill doesn't correspond to what he read on the meter itself. Let's listen to Simon Osemesa giving further explanation on that.
All the meters in my residences are prepaid, except my house in my hometown, Dachi. And even that one, ECG has not been submitting the bills regularly. But as a responsible citizen of the country, from time to time, I go and make lodgements. And the last lodgement is here, I'll give it to you to inspect, was made on the 2nd of April 2024. That's this month. Now, disingenuous as they are, 22nd April, they send this bill to my house at Dachi and left knowledgeable as they are. The actual reading on the meter as of yesterday was 23,498 units. The bill that they submitted, which definitely the meter will have been read far earlier, is 25,355, a whooping difference of more than 1,900. I'm asking Metcom Media, City Newsroom, ECG to withdraw, retract, and apologize to me. Else, I'll do the needful to redeem my reputation. I'm also telling ECG to withdraw the fraudulent bill they sent to me and bring the actual bill, because I'm responsible and I honor my obligations. They didn't come to tell me to go and pay, but 2nd April, I paid 1,600, because I know always it's less than even 1,500, most often less than 1,000, because nobody stays there. So it's only light that I use, except on few occasions when I decide to visit my hometown. I want retraction of that false reportage. I want withdrawal of the fraudulent bill, which is not reflecting the actuals on the ground, and then they preparing and submitting a new one.
Let's speak to Bismarck Adoma. He's a national vice chairman of the Senior Staff Association of ECG, and he's in Ashanti region himself. He joins us on the line right now. Bismarck, so why did you submit what the minister calls fraudulent bills to him? Oh, apologies there. We may have just lost him there. He will join us to clarify what indeed they did so. Submit fraudulent bills to the minister. As you've heard the minister today at this press conference, he's not only unhappy with what he calls the fraudulent bills, he wants that withdrawn immediately and is threatening to sue. Bismarck is back on. Hello, Bismarck. Can you hear me?
Yes, Evans.
Great.
I can hear you.
So the minister says you submit the fraudulent bills to
Evans, before we go forward, some of the words the minister used, it's rather unfortunate to tell us that less knowledgeable. I don't want to go on that part. It's rather unfortunate for a minister to use such a word.
He says you're disingenuous, you're less knowledgeable.
I don't want to go there. He's somebody who is older than me, and I don't think I will insult anybody who is older than me in my life. And I'll reply somebody, when you use such words, our response on such issues. So let's put that one as well. But it's rather unfortunate. Why is he running away for the rare issues? Why is he talking about his house? When in our communication did we talk about his house bill? Where from that issue? And he said we gave him a fraudulent bill. What did he do? Was he keeping the bill, or did he send it to our office? That is a technical. I don't want it to go there.
But is it true? I mean, these ECG members who had visited his house are your members. Is it true at all that you had submitted bills to him that were fraudulent?
He is saying it. I've not seen it.
Has there been a threat by some of your members on radio stations in Kumasi that suggests that you would retaliate somewhat?
There's nothing like that. Yesterday, a media man asked our guy that, what are we going to do after that? Then he said, anybody who owns us, we will go and collect the woman. If the person fails, we will disconnect. Then he asked, so if the regional minister owns, will you go and collect the money or this? I said, if he's own, we will go for woman. If you don't pay, we will disconnect. Nowhere did we say in our statement that, or even our engagement, that he said the minister is owing us. He should bring that step where we said that he is owing us.
He's also been responding to claims that he says you made, that you have representation on the Ashanti Regional Security Council. Do you?
That one, if you can give me a few minutes. Nowhere in our statement did we say that. What he said, I don't know where he got it from. He wrote to us on the 9th April, inviting our four general managers on that regional security meeting on yesterday, 24th. I signed the letter. I have it here. And I said that in view of what is going on, our general managers are not attending the meeting yesterday. And subsequently, until this issue is resolved, any invitation, they will not come. Why did we say they are part of the directive? You should give us the statement we said they are part of the directive.
So the
and yesterday, they didn't go for the meeting. Why did we say they are part of the directive? I don't know where you got that information from.
So the RESEC had invited your managers to appear before them?
He invited them to come for a meeting yesterday and we did not allow them to go.
You know,
escuchas ese rugido. Sientes la experiencia de poder, la emoción de la libertad. Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
What the meeting was about?
As long as we have issue with them, any meeting you invite them, no matter how it is, they will not go.
You wanted an apology. You wanted him to also withdraw the case from the police station. He says he won't do that, and you can dictate to him how he should do his work.
But he can dictate to us how we should do our work. He said he is the head of the regional security. He should tell us the status who say that before ECG will go and disconnect somebody, we should come and inform him.
But that's your response today. You're not going to get the apology. He's not withdrawing the case. He explains that he called the police to get involved and invite your manager because it was a security concern. Isn't that a good explanation? At least the police must look into it.
What is the security concern? The same team who came from Accra and disconnected, they disconnected the central market. Why didn't he talk about that one? What's the difference? Parliament House was disconnected. Was our MD arrested? What's the difference? And when even we did not connect them, that day, Friday, the following day, Friday, around 3 o'clock, they came and paid half of the amount they are owing us. What are they keeping the money for?
The university, the Kumasi Technical University.
They came and paid half of the amount they are owing us.
After you disconnected them?
After we disconnected them. So why are they keeping their money?
So what do you do now?
The next will meet and take the action. But from now, any meeting the minister will invite them, we will not attend.
Are you still wearing red armbands to the
office? That was yesterday. We finished with that. But the one on our offices is still there.
You had a roadmap as far as your action is concerned. Now you've heard categorically from the regional minister. What does the roadmap say? Where does it end?
It will end when we meet at the NEC. And the decision the NEC will take will go by it.
Does this have the potential of affecting power supply in Ashanti region, considering that many have suggested that eventually this may result in an industrial action where you will lay down your tools?
We will not do anything which will affect our cherished customers in Ashanti region.
So this fight is only with the Ashanti regional minister and not with the rest of the customers in the region?
We will let him know that as long as we are working and we are doing the right thing, nothing can he do to intimidate us. That way we will resist it with all the force we have in this age.
Thank you very much. Bismarck Adoma is a national vice chairman of the Senior Staff Association of the ECG. And at the heart and center of this controversy is the Kumasi Technical University. The allegation is that they owed, and so ECG tax force, when they disconnected them, a senior figure in the university called the regional minister, leading to this impasse that has led to a standoff that is now pitched the ECG staff family against the regional minister. I want to bring in Dr. Charles Obing Sapon. He's a university relations officer at the Kumasi Technical University. Doc, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Thank you for having me, Ivan.
Do you owe the ECG and how much?
Well, good evening to your cherished listeners, Ivan. Technically, Kumasi Technical University does not owe ECG. You see, the thing is that until 2020, the year 2020, The government has been paying the electricity bills of all tertiary institutions, all universities in Ghana, the public universities. And so in 2019, we had a communique from the Ministry of Education through our regulator, Ghana Tertiary Education Commission, that from 2020, we are supposed to pay our bills, not only Kumasi Technical University. That directive was to all the public universities. Now, between that time and now, Kumasi Technical University does not owe ECG. And so that is the issue. And that thing must be put on record. And we are so unhappy that people read something, probably from the social media, and they began to run away with it and telling the whole world that Kumasi Technical University is indebted. Kumasi Technical University is not indebted.
You just heard Bismarck Aduma, who is a
hello.
You just heard Bismarck Aduma, who is a national vice chairman of the Senior Staff Association, the ECG.
Hello, Ivan.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Evans.
Dr. Bing, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes.
I mean, Bismarck Aduma, who is a national vice chairman of the senior staff at ECG, says a day after you were disconnected, you came and you paid half of the bill you owed.
You see, let me say this, that before we had a directive that from 2020 we should pay our own bills, my suspicion is that there were some debts that there was some debt that was sitting in the name of all public universities, which Kumasi Technical University is part. All other universities in Ghana, you know, are part of that debt, the one we normally refer to as legacy debt. But the instruction we had, which was explicit, was the fact that from 2020 onward, we should pay our bills. And that we have religiously done. So if something like that, probably it was in connection with the legacy day. Now you ask why we quickly ran to pay something. You know, we are in an examination period as we speak. We are even writing exams. We haven't finished. And you have to do things that will ensure that the students get what they have, they do their studies, they come and write their exams and all of that. And so if we are, you know, hit hard against the wall and that we should pay something, the only wise thing was to sit with the ECG and find out what is it that we can do to make them happy so that we can also get power for our students to study. And my thinking is that probably that might have occasioned that payment the man alluded to.
Okay. Dr. Charles Obeng Sapon, thank you very much. He is a university relations officer at the Kumasi Technical University. Still live here on Top Story on Joy 99.7 FM. We are getting some exclusive details now from the PURC on this raging feud between itself and the ECG. Back to the subject of Dumso, the erratic power supply and the feud between the PURC, the utilities regulator, and the ECG. We're learning that the board of the PURC met after receiving the letter, strongly worded letter from the ECG and the lawyer of the board, the board of directors. Mm-hmm. What do we know?
So we know that PURC board is standing by their directive to the ECG board to pay an amount of 5.86 million for their failure to comply with a 3-day statutory notice required under Regulation 39 of LI 2, 2413. They are saying that even though they received a letter from the boards asking them not to do what they're doing, they still stand by their decision, and that ECG has to comply with the payment of that money by the day that they've given them in that order. Mm,
and they've written to the ECG on this.
They have written to
ECG. You're standing your ground.
Exactly.
Okay, so what are the penalties? In other words, ECG would still have to cough up some money.
Exactly. So ECG would have to pay, like the quote from their letter says, the failure to comply with a 3-day statutory notice required under the regulation, the commission, in accordance with regulation 45 of LI 2413, hereby imposes a regulatory charge of 3,000 penalty units on ECG for each of the 163 breaches amounting to 5,868,000 Ghana cedis. The commission has determined that, having regard to the nature of ECG's ownership and business, the imposition of the penalty of 5,868,000 cedis on ECG would be counterproductive, as payment from ECG's revenue would have a rebounding adverse effect on quality of service and consumers who pay tariffs to the company. Now, for the reason, in the interest of justice and to protect the interests of consumers, the commission shall hold the board members of ECG who are in office between 1st January and 18 March 2024 liable for the payment of the 5 million. So that's something that PRC says we're not going to back down on.
Okay, and so that's the lines are firmly drawn in the sand. We'll see who blinks first. Many have suggested the ECG's only option now is to go to court.
Yeah.
We'll see how this pans out. But let's return to the fundamental issue that many of you driving home right now still have no certainty whether you'll be sleeping in darkness tonight or not. Yesterday, we heard from the board chairman of the ECG. This is what he said.
Ghanaians are feeling in the country, in a few days, will be a thing of the past. His Excellency the President has ensured, led all of us in the power sector to ensure that we're putting arrangements in place to procure additional fuel to run all our thermal plants and power producing plants at full capacity. And His Excellency the President has also led realignment of operational and technical arrangements in the entire power sector value chain, which is the reason I'm able to assure the people of Ghana that in the next few days, the power challenges that we are seeing under the leadership of His Excellency the President, it will be a thing of the past.
So doing so is going to be a thing of the past, according to the chairman of the ECG board, Herbert Krapa, yesterday. I want to bring in Justice Kojo Yauche. He's a policy analyst on petroleum and conventional energy at the Africa Center for Energy Policy. Justice, so that assurance there from the board chair, is it one that we can bang on? You can take it all the way to the bank?
Well, I mean, to the extent that consumers, it will provide temporary relief for us in terms of the top crisis that consumers show some relief. But in money to buy food at this particular time is a temporary.
Justice, apologies there. We have a terrible connection to you. We're going to put you on the better connection, a better line, so we can hear you on the subject. Many are pretty eager to find out what this means for them, this assurance. Well, there was no specific timeline giving, except to say that you can be assured that very soon the power crisis will end, because he says the president has given his word and everything has been done to procure what we need by way of gas to power plants. Justice Yaucha is back on the line with me. Justice, you're making the point whether this is a promise you can take to the bank.
Well, so I was making the point that to the extent that to provide some relief to consumers, we would welcome, but it's only a temporary, because the main problem that we are facing now is one that we have: why did we get here in the first place? Why did we reach the point where we did not have much purchase food? And that really goes squarely to how the distribution end is being managed, because if you a distribution end that is not able to remit back to the value chain how much has been spent, then you really...
Apologies there for that poor connection to him. But I want to hear from you, 055-111-11997, especially if you are in the Ashanti Regional Capital tonight and you've heard that feud erupt. It has escalated quite significantly tonight after we heard from the Ashanti Regional Minister.
He says he is not going to apologize. He's not going to withdraw the case from court. And he's actually accusing the ECG now of presenting to him fraudulent bails. Well, the good thing is we've heard from the ECG senior staff. They will protest, but they have you in mind. They're going to make sure that whatever the protest they lay out will not affect the supply electricity to your homes. Let me hear from you. Newsnight in a minute.
You. Yes, you.